from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So we're going to take another look at the legal side of Mr. Trump's D-Day, which is Monday, allegedly, when he has to pony up the $460 million, which may come out to more, or have his buildings or cash seized. And this is such an unfair mob justice, to use Jonathan Turley's phrase. You can't even appeal. They wouldn't even let him appeal until he ponies up the money. So we're going to talk some more about the legal side with Will Scharf, former federal prosecutor and a candidate for attorney general in Missouri. By the way, Will, we just had on the show last night Senator Eric Schmidt, who was the attorney general in Missouri, who's one brilliant guy. I hope you're as good as he is. I mean, he had a lot of, class action lawsuits that are still percolating through the justice system. So AG of Missouri, those are big shoes you're stepping into.
Yeah, and Eric Schmidt's about 6'6", so it's especially big shoes in his regard. But Eric's a good friend, and Missourians are justifiably proud of having him representing us in the U.S. Senate. He's been an outstanding public servant for us, and he gets a lot done. So
yes, he does. Very smart guy. Make a good attorney general for the U.S. Anyway, Will Scharf, what do you think is going to happen Monday? You were working on you were consulting with the Trump legal team for a spell.
Yeah, I'm a personal attorney for President Trump, Larry. I think it's worth reminding your listeners of the big picture here. So Attorney General James brought this outrageous supposed consumer fraud action in New York court. There's no victim. There's no damages. There's no anything. There's no meat to this case. And yet Judge Arthur Engoron entered this outrageous multi-$100 million judgment. Now, we want to appeal that for obvious reasons. This judgment is unconstitutional. It violates New York law in numerous ways. It even violates rulings that the New York Appellate Division made during the pendency of this case. So we have ample grounds for appeal. But in the meantime, in order for President Trump to have his appellate rights, for him just to have the opportunity to appeal this outrageous judgment, the court is insisting thus far on a bond that is unprecedented in size for a private party, for a non-major public company in the history of New York. 41 other states capped the total limit of appellate bonds. New York happens to be one that doesn't. But this is a totally unprecedented bond. So we went to all the surety companies in New York and diligently tried to obtain a bond in this amount. We weren't able to do so. We've asked the New York Appellate Division to step in and either say that we can appeal without posting a bond, given that President Trump, with his net worth, is easily able to pay the judgment here, or just to reduce the bond to a more reasonable number. We're waiting on a final ruling on that. But in the meantime, we have this crazy situation where AG James is going on TV and leaking to the media and claiming that she's about to start seizing golf courses and skyscrapers. I'll tell you, if I were a businessman in New York, I would be terrified right now. Because what Tish James is saying is that if she doesn't like you and if she decides to take out a political hit on you, she can come and just take away everything that you've spent a lifetime earning and accumulating and building. And it's a terrible day for the rule of law and for the Constitution.
By the way, Will, just as a sidebar, if she seizes these real estate properties, particularly the downtown Wall Street one, but any of them, Trump Tower, you name it, it will cause an incredible crash in commercial real estate values in New York. And commercial real estate is one of the backbones of the New York City economy. You will see a crash, the likes of which we've never seen before. That's what will happen here.
This is like something that happens in communist countries with appropriation of private assets. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've never seen anything like this in the history of the country. And again, it's worth noting, I say this over and over again, Larry, in the trial in this case, all of the lenders who President Trump supposedly defrauded, all of the insurance companies, testified on his behalf and said that these were good loans that were paid on time. They were happy to do business with President Trump. There's no victim here. So the idea that President Trump is on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars, and that just to vindicate his rights on appeal, just to have his right to go through the legal system like any normal party, he has to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars and post a frankly impossible bond. It's just a total perversion of our rule of law, of our system of justice. If I were a New York appellate judge right now, I'd be up in arms.
That was my next thing, Will. How many people are on the New York State Court of Appeals? A dozen?
So the first step is up to the New York Appellate Division, and then the final Court of Appeals is the highest.
Oh, so there's
essentially the equivalent of a state Supreme Court.
So there's an appellate division, and then there's an actual Court of Appeals?
That's correct. The New York is odd in that the Supreme Court is actually the trial court level.
That's the lower.
And the Court of Appeals is the highest court in the state.
So some judge on the appellate court could step in, like, you know, a grown up could step in and say, stop this.
Yeah, we've applied for relief to the appellate division, to the relevant appellate division here. And it's worth noting that during this trial, the appellate division overturned Arthur and Goron four times on crucial issues about the sorts of evidence that would be allowed in. They dismissed Ivanka Trump out of the case. So the appellate division, I believe, understands what's going on here. And so far during this case, they've been highly skeptical of the judgments coming out of Judge Ngoron's courtroom. Hopefully they'll do the right thing here.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Well, so even, I mean, the other point, I was talking to Jonathan Turley last night on the TV show, and, you know, he made the accurate points. It's not so easy to seize and sell these big built, you know, either partnerships, leverage, debt, all kinds of covenants, multiple owners, et cetera, et cetera. Letitia James doesn't know that because she's never spent one second in business, so she had no idea how this game works. But it's not so easy to do what she thinks she's going to do.
No, and that's, I think, the pain is almost the point here, that what they're trying to do is force a fire sale of assets or force President Trump to commit his assets to this fight. I believe it's part of a bigger plan at election interference. President Trump said on Truth Social the other day that he would have spent a lot of his own personal money on his run for president. But he can't because of this outrageous, outsized judgment against him in New York. So I think it's really part of this bigger plan of using lawfare as a way of interfering in the 2024 election, which should just outrage all Americans.
Now, Mr. Trump said yesterday, the day before, that he's got an additional $500 million in cash in round numbers. He said doesn't want to use that because they're so dumb and corrupt, he'd rather use it for his campaign and so forth. Why did he come out with that? Do you know?
Well, I think the point here is that the idea that he's going to, you know, abscond from the jurisdiction or dispose of his assets or anything like that, the idea that at the end of the day, if this judgment stands, he wouldn't be able to pay is absurd. And that's the reason that you typically have to post an appeal bond. In a case like this, where you actually have a court monitor supervising billions of dollars of his assets already, it's just absurd that they would require the posting of an impossible appeal bond just for President Trump to exercise his rights on appeal. I think that's what he was getting at. But look, President Trump is a multi-billionaire. From this Truth Social IPO that's about to happen now, or this Truth Social merger that's about to happen right now, I mean, his stake in that alone is worth billions of dollars.
Yeah.
He has some of the most iconic real estate properties in the world. I mean, the issue here is obviously not President Trump's ability to pay. The issue here is this absurd process that they're trying to force him to go through.
One more, Will Scharf. I want to go down to Hotlanta, Georgia. where Fannie Willis refused to stand by her man. Actually, we have a song to that effect. We just happen to have a song. The great Tammy Wynette. Hold on. My producer gets so excited about this. Watch this. It's coming. Take a listen. Here it comes. 3, 2, 1. Now, as it turns out, Wilshire, Fannie Willis did not stand by her man. And so she threw her, whatever his name is, Nathan Wade, the prosecutor, under the bus, her romantic, whatever we're going to call her, boyfriend. Anyway, well, however, the same court that ruled that one of the two has to go and she threw him overboard was so negative attacking Fannie Willis that now they said that the defendants, Mr. Trump and other defendants, can reappeal and that she could still be disqualified. Just give me 30 seconds on that one.
Yeah, that's correct. So Judge McAfee said that either Willis or her boyfriend slash prosecutor Nathan Wade had to leave the case. Wade left the case. But then Judge McAfee certified for appeal, said that we had the right to appeal the issue of Fannie Willis's disqualification as well. So that's still a live issue. She could easily be disqualified. And in addition to that, she's perjured herself numerous times. She could easily lose her law license or face criminal prosecution in Georgia. I think she should.
Yeah. This lawfare attack on Trump is backfiring left and right. Will Scharf, thanks very much. Running for Attorney General in Missouri. We're going to just play a little Tammy Wynette on the way out. It's just so wonderful. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Go ahead,
thanks,
Christian. Larry. Go for it.
Larry Kudlow.